And then if anyone was in the waiting room, they should have already been admitted. So it looks like we're still just, oh, here we've got someone now. Oh, there's B-Cat. Okay.
It says recording. I don't know if you wanted to, on my top left screen.
We are.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, about 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. It's a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. It is matter number 20-00114, the Colda Hernandez ADU proposal. The order of procedure on this will be as follows. And of course, we are holding a remote hearing this morning. As we've been doing since the COVID responses have necessitated that. But our order of procedures will be just as it always has. Planning Department will present first, providing a summary of the proposal. I have reviewed the staff report and exhibits on this, so I'm familiar with it. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who has called in or signed in may comment on the proposal. And then the applicant and planning department, if they have any clarifications or any additions they wish to make, may do so. And I may have questions throughout, although I think this proposal is pretty straightforward. And then just to note, we'll be keeping the record open on these remote hearings for a week following the hearing, just in case anyone has technical difficulty with calling in or signing in. Are there any questions this morning on procedure? Nope. Okay. Ms. Santos, I assume you're presenting for the planning department today?
I am.
If you could state your name for the record.
Latasha Santos.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So as I mentioned, I've reviewed the staff report and the exhibits 1 through 31, which would include the PowerPoint. I assume you want to admit all those?
Yes, please.
Okay. Those are admitted.
Okay, great. I'm going to share my screen with you folks. So one moment, please. Is everyone able to see this PowerPoint?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, good morning. Again, my name is Latasha Santos, planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development, and I'm before you today to present a conditional use permit to construct an approximately 875 square foot accessory dwelling unit at 8431 Sandy Road Northeast in Bremerton, Washington. And the Kitsap County Commissioners have determined that this application requires hearing examiner approval. The subject site is located in Central Kitsap, Commissioner District Number 3. And the site is within the Rural Residential Zoning District. Per Kitsap County Code Title 17, accessory dwelling units are an allowed use in this zone with an approved conditional use permit. All properties immediately surrounding the site maintain similar rural zoning. Burke Bay is located approximately a quarter mile to the east, and the central Kitsap urban growth area boundary is identified on the zoning map as a hashed line. The adjacent properties are primarily developed with single family residences or remain undeveloped. A significant area of land across Sandy Road to the east is occupied by Brownsville Elementary. The existing land uses are consistent with the rural zoning designation. The subject site is developed with an existing single family residence. The eastern portion of the lot has been previously cleared, while the western portion remains heavily vegetated. And there is an existing access off of Sandy Road Northeast. Exhibit 28 is an image of the Kitsap County's critical area map, and you'll see various features mapped. The light purple area identifies a moderate seismic hazard area, and this extends through the entirety of the parcel. Kitsap County Code Title 19 requires that projects within a moderate seismic hazard area comply with Chapter 1404 of the Kitsap County Building and Fire Code. So to address the standard, condition number 24 has been added as a condition of approval and will be verified at the time of the building permit approval. The image on slide 7 of this presentation shown on your screen shows the critical area map with those seismic hazards removed. The remaining critical areas are limited to the western portion of the lot and consist of geologic hazard areas associated with the slopes of the ravine. There's also a type F stream mapped at the bottom of the ravine, illustrated as a dark blue line. The white circle is the approximate location of the existing residence, and the white X is the approximate location of the proposed ADU, which measures further away from all of those critical areas. The project meets the buffer and setback standards for the identified critical areas as required by Title 19 of Kitsap County's Critical Areas Ordinance. An approved health district site plan is included as Exhibit 12. The project is served by North Perry Water District, and the applicant included a water availability letter with their application, which is included as Exhibit 11. A new on-site septic system is proposed to serve the ADU, which the health district has approved. The health district also provided a memorandum with their approval regarding landfill development standards, which has been included as Exhibit 16. This is because the project site is located within the radius of a landfill that requires other development standards. So condition number 8 has been approved to follow the recommendations of that letter. And the applicant has been informed to work with the health district directly to verify compliance. The site plan, a modified site plan, was submitted showing that the proposal meets the zoning setbacks. The owner resides in the primary residence, which measures 118 feet away from the ADU, meeting the requirement that it be within 150 feet. An additional parking space is provided for the ADU and adequate parking remains for the existing residents. There are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present or proposed. The size requirement for an ADU is 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence or 900 square feet, whichever is less. And the applicant submitted floor plans to the existing residence included as Exhibit 9. The habitable area of the residence is 2,150 square feet. So in this case, 900 square feet is the limiting factor for the ADU. The proposed ADU floor plan included as Exhibit number 2 shows that the ADU portion of the structure measuring 875 square feet meeting that requirement. The code also requires that the ADU is designed to maintain the appearance of the primary residence. Both structures have similar siding, roof pitch, and windows, and are stick-built structures as shown on the elevations included as Exhibits 1 and 8. Condition number 7 ensures that both structures will be constructed to remain similar in appearance. The project was found to be consistent with a comprehensive plan, compliant with applicable codes and regulations, and compatible with the surrounding area with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with 27 conditions.
Thank you, Ms. Santos. Is the applicant here? We need to unmute Mr. Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
Oh, great. If you could state your name for the record.
My name is Jose R. Hernandez.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of law under the, under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the staff presentation?
No.
Okay. And did you have an opportunity to review the staff report and the proposed conditions? Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, I've looked at it and it looks pretty good.
Okay. All right. I do not have any other questions for you. So at this time, we'll open up for public comment. Is there anyone who has called in or is online who wished to provide testimony on this proposal today? Ms. Walston, do you see any hands raised? Are you seeing anyone else online?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that there is not anyone here who wishes to provide testimony. Is there anything further on this proposal from either the planning department or the applicant?
No.
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to keep the record open for a week just in case there was any difficulty with anyone calling in. I doubt that is the case, but that's the protocol that we've been following on all of these remote hearings. So the record will be kept open through Tuesday of next week, which would be May 19th. And then following close of the record, I will issue a written decision on this. Technically, I have 10 business days following the close of the record, but I should be getting the decision out within a few days of the close of the record. And that the decision will be emailed to Ms. Walston, and then she will forward that on to both the planning department and the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy of this. I mean, from what I can tell, the ADU, based upon the staff presentation, and does appear to meet all the code requirements, but I'll wait and make a decision until the record has closed in case there are any additional comments on this. Are there any procedural questions from either the applicant or the planning department on this matter?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to address today, Ms. Walston or anyone else?
Nope, that should cover everything.
Okay, great. Thank you all. Appreciate your participation. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.